The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Let's get Kelly on this morning. Morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Good, doing, Kelly.
Doing good.
Doing great.
Good. Excellent.
So, anyway, I'm sorry about that. Kind of got lost. I was looking at my paperwork. But anyway.
Don't worry.
But anyway, what you got going this morning?
Well, I appreciate y'all having me back on. Sure. We chatted a little bit about last week about what was going on with South Atlantic Red Snapper, of all things.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be sure we got the message out to your viewership, you know, about how they can be involved and helping make sure that there's a season this year.
I don't know if you've been listening or not, but we've been talking about that for probably about the last 45 minutes.
Excellent.
You know, they talked about opening a season here on their newsletter, the South Atlantic Marine Fisheries Management Council newsletter was first talking about opening at the second Friday in July each year. Okay. But now that I've talked to Captain Kirk Waltz and Captain Rick Riles, see, that's not going to happen. Rick was talking about it may open a little bit in August. Yeah. In August, so looking at that, maybe that, you know, may happen also. Don't know yet, but
yeah, the timing really depends on when NOAA Fisheries basically issues the season, because they're the ones that actually will determine it. What's happened is that the council has submitted their request to NOAA, and I think that request was originally to have. Should have started mid-July, but timing, because of how long NOAA's accepting comments from the public on this, is he's right. It's probably going to push it back closer to either late July, early August. But if folks are interested in having a season, NOAA really does need to hear from them. There's actually a public comment form on the NOAA Fisheries website. And the easiest way for me to get folks there is if you go to keepamericafishing.org and click on the Action Center. There's actually an alert there that we've put together that folks can click on, and it actually pre-populates the comment fields, and you can either tweak your message if you want to. You can write a whole new message if you want to, or you can use the one that's there, and then just hit click, and it'll automatically submit it to the right location.
Okay, so that's let me repeat that for people. Now it's keepamericafishing.org, O-R-G.
Right.
And then you click on Action Center.
Yes.
Okay.
And you'll see where it says South Atlantic Red Snapper, and that's where you go, and all that'll happen for you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And the comments are being accepted until June 18th. So you still got a few more days for people. You know, that's another, you know, week from this coming Monday, I think it is. So
You still got a little bit of time, and then it'll probably take another 3 to 4 weeks before NOAA actually comes out with the official season after that. So another thing that I wanted to mention about the South Atlantic Council and kind of what they're trying to do with this season, you know, when we had the abbreviated emergency season back in November, which was great because it showed that the council is trying to provide access to this fishery. It was bad for folks because the weather wasn't cooperating. And as part of that effort, the council had a reporting platform on their web called myfishcount.com. And the folks that were able to log on to that and report that they weren't able to take their trips, that was actually taken into account by NOAA Fisheries, and that's how we got the additional weekend, which still was not cooperating for the weather. But at least, you know, they were taking that information that was provided to them by recreational folks and using it in a positive way. And so they're going to be doing the reporting stuff again with this summer season, in 2018, and they're actually going to have an app that you can download on your phone. If you go to the myfishcount.com webpage, they'll have all the instructions on how to do that.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, we appreciate you calling again this weekend like that. And if you'd like to, maybe, you know, remind everybody again next week, you know, because that will give them just a couple more days after next weekend, because I think next Saturday is, next Saturday is the 16th. So that'll give them a couple more days after next Saturday to be able to make those comments and get them accepted. you know, we talk about people griping at the boat ramps and the bait shops about it and stuff. And actually, you know,
opportunity.
And sometimes, you know, they do on the air here too, you know, as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've talked about this snapper problem for years, how there's just so many of them out there now. And I mean, the rules, the limits that they came up with back in 1991 have really worked, have really, you know, been able to make the population grow. And it gets to where you can't even hardly catch other fish out there because of the red snapper. You can't get your baits down there for the other fish, like the sea bass and stuff, because you catch so many red snapper trying to get your seven sea bass. So, you know, it does a whole lot better if you make your comments to the right people instead of the bait shop owners or the other fishermen at the bait shops and the boat ramps and stuff, you know. So, you know, if we can get those comments made to the proper places, and I would even suggest people, please write your senators, your congressman, your governor, and tell them, you know, that this snapper fishing needs to be, you know, the South Atlantic Marine Fisheries Councils do not own these fish. That's the whole thing. The only person that owns this fish is God, and, you know, that's the whole thing that gets me. These people act like they own these fish, and they're going to tell us when, you know, they're going to give us permission to go out there and catch a fish. And if people don't wake up sooner or later, this is going to be, you know, not only offshore, it's going to be inshore.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the fish.
Yeah, well, they're definitely constrained by what they can and can't do because of federal regulations and federal laws. And so that's kind of another area that we're working on, because those laws have really been geared towards managing commercial fisheries, which operate very different from recreational folks. You know, these hard poundage quotas, the way the management occurs, there's some other opportunities, I think, there that could expand recreational opportunities for folks. And, you know, I know folks are frustrated, and I completely get that. I've attended council meetings for the last 3 years, and I've really seen their frustration, I think, actually mirrors what you're talking about from the recreational folks. And so that's why they really are trying to think outside the box. The reason we were able to have a season is because they actually went back to their data and said, is there some other way that we can do this? Because what we're doing right now isn't working. And so we've actually seen, even with the new administration, new folks in leadership at NOAA Fisheries, a real willingness to, first off, recognize the importance of recreational fishing and also trying to look at other ways to approach this problem, because you're right, it doesn't make sense, and it's at least refreshing to see the powers that be understanding that. So, you know, to your point, I get it, and it is frustrating, and so whatever we can do to help provide the additional information that they need. You know, part of the reason that things are closed is because they have bad data on recreational harvest, and so
yeah, they do.
Log on and help report and get that data better, then we'll all be better off.
Thanks for the website.
Yeah, Kelly, thanks.
Yes.
Thanks very much for calling with that info.
Be sure to get on keepamericafishing.org. Click on Action Center. Go to the South Atlantic Fisheries and, you know, make your comments on there by June the 18th. Also, you can get on myfishcount.com. That's myfishcount.com. And you can see some of the results of it. And I sure appreciate it, Kelly. Thank you so much for holding on and for calling again this week.
Likewise. Y'all have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you, bless you, Kelly. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And you can give us a call, 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun, but at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Hey, and we're back this morning on Still Just Fishing Show. And speaking of the cooling towers, you're going to implode them next weekend, next Saturday, the 16th. So,
what's their plan with that concrete?
I don't know. Chris is mentioning a good thing for
I got a plan. Right. I got
That's a
plan
lot
for
of
it.
Concrete. Yeah. And the offshore club ought to get with them and try to find somebody that can help them,
make some reefs.
But, you know, I've always thought, and man, I understand the problem with putting a reef too close to the beach because of the shrimp boats. Okay. And there's some places out there where the shrimp boats stay away from because it does hang the nets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why not start with those places?
That's what they do too. They know some of the hang-ups.
Yeah.
And they'll like, "Well, we can't shrimp in there anyway because there's already obstructions."
Right. Yeah. So where there's an obstruction where they can't shrimp because it's tearing up the nets, let's put some concrete there. Let's put some reef. Let's put an inshore reef there. Let's get some within the state waters.
Yeah, 2 to 3 miles, and it'll be covered up with snapper.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It'll be covered up with sea bass and snapper. And, you know, I mean, I don't know about the vermilion, but you know how it is out there. I mean, you find a piece of live bottom, you got fish on it. I mean, it's like
you don't
need a lot.
My goodness, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need a lot there to cause the fish. When you've got nothing but plain sand out there, that's one thing. But when you got some structure, I know in the Gulf a lot years ago, you know, I talked to several people. We used to go to Horseshoe Beach all the time. When I was growing up, we went to Horseshoe Beach, and my dad's good friend has a place there. And, you know, right there at the mouth of the canal that's in Horseshoe. And we used to go over there and work on that house and, you know, and fish, trout fish mostly over there. You know, we did redfish too, but mostly trout fish over there. But the thing about it is some of those guys out there that fished, out of Horseshoe and out of Steen Hatchie, they carried old wash machines and dryers and things out there and anchored them down with concrete blocks and made their own reefs. You know, I mean, back then, people, you know, when I'm talking about when I was a kid, people didn't, you know, you did that or you weren't going to be arrested or anything, you know.
Not now.
And, you know, once that structure's down there, gets a little algae, few barnacles, boom, there's fish on it.
Yep.
I mean, you could, a good indication, I mean, a good example of that, Fort George Bridge. Everybody was talking, oh, man, when they're building that new Fort George Bridge, God, there was sheephead all over the old bridge pilings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they hated that because they were going to take all those pilings up. And that bridge was in there 6 months, had sheephead on it. 6 months.
Hmm.
There was people catch sheephead off those pilings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed at how fast that develops.
Mm-hmm.
The reefs.
I mean, I get, at times, I have to clean barnacles off my jack plate at the foot of my motor. And that's out of the water every day. But that's just being back in the water so much that I get barnacles growing on it.
Well, if you left them there, then my sheephead will be following you around.
Yeah, I don't know.
Slow the boat down
there. I don't know if y'all that are listening out there realize, but the newest charts that NOAA's putting out have the two reefs, artificial reefs, that were dropped south of the Fuller Warren are listed on there, and they're mm-hmm. listed, they're termed fish havens, and they're the two artificial reefs that the city did.
And they're big reefs. They're 200 foot by 200 foot.
Yeah.
I mean,
CCA forked up the money, and they're good piles of rubble out there south of the Fuller Warren. There's two mm-hmm. of them.
Is there an updated list you can pull off the web somewhere for those spots?
The city of Jacksonville has them on there.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and if you look,
where you go to, but City of Jacksonville does have them listed.
On a calm day, I could take my boat out there, but I wouldn't try to do that on a rough day or something like that.
Oh, no, it's just south of Fuller Warren Bridge.
Mm-hmm. There. Right off San Marco.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. inside, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. They're in the river.
Yeah, and I saw those fish haven marks that you were talking about. I've seen those offshore on my older list, but it didn't... I didn't see those on the inshore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I checked that latest NOAA chart, and yeah, they put those two new mm-hmm. inshore artificial reefs that they dropped in the river south of the Fuller Warren off San Marco are both there.
I actually have those numbers somewhere in this bag of paperwork that I always bring in here. It's somewhere in there. I might have to look through that and see. But I know I got those from the City of Jacksonville website. They got them listed on there, so.
Yeah, and the
might be the Parks and Recreation, or I don't know which section of it, but you know, because Parks and Recreation have the listing of the boat ramps, things like that, so it might be on that. But I have to check it and see.
JSO was good enough. Our law enforcement divers went down and helped out by bringing up chunks of the rubble to study how much growth is on it, and it's already full of growth. So it's a really, those fish havens, artificial reefs in the river are a good thing. They need to do more of them, but it's really hard to get them to, you know, because they want to go back to square one and start their whole, you know, process over again. And also it takes a lot of money to do it, too.
It does take a lot of money. I mean, you got to realize you got to, you know, take a barge, tugboat, and a barge, get all that concrete out there and stuff. So getting, you know, a lot of people don't realize how much money it does take to do that, but it is, especially when you start doing them offshore, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's, you've got to have, you know, something, some equipment on that barge to be able to get the concrete off of it. You know, mm-hmm. so, I mean, it's, you know, it's not just an easy thing, I understand. But, you know, we have money to do a lot of things here, you know, especially if the Jaguars need something, you know, we always have, you know, 60, mm-hmm. 70 million for them for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though we don't have money to fix some of these roads and bridges, but we got, you know, we'll have 60, 70 million for the Jaguars anytime they need it.
Yeah. Rebuild the whole stadium.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, when you're looking at that, you know, situation and stuff, like I say, there's just not enough people, anglers that will stick together and, you know, create an army of people that's going to tell these people, hey, we want this, we vote, you know, we're voters too, Mm-hmm. I mean, it always gets me when I talk about the Jaguars, because here you've got less than 10% of the population goes to those games. Less than 10% of Jacksonville's population. But yet we spend more money on the Jaguars than we do any other thing here in town. And that's only benefiting less than 10% of our population. Let's get, they do drop off. Sorry about that, Josh. Call us back if you will. I'll get you right back on here. But those of you out there that might have gone over to West Kinnett Boulevard and hunted for Trolling Motor Service Plus, you need to realize that they have moved. They moved last weekend. They're now at 11283 Old St. Augustine Road, 11283 Old St. Augustine Road, Suite 3. You can always call Matt out there at 573-0480. That's 573-0480. And he can give you directions. Let's get Josh on here. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, Captain Vic. How you doing?
All right, sir.
Hey, Josh.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm about to walk into work and beat this day down and hopefully try to get in the water by Tuesday. But you guys were talking about the CCA Rams, sir. They're south of Fort Warren. Is in a Sport Academy store. Day before yesterday, Duval County and Nassau County have a pamphlet now that they've put out that actually have the numbers to those wrecks.
Good.
So yeah. I believe you can pick them up at Dick's Sporting Goods. They have them with the Coastal Angler magazines.
Oh, okay. That's right. Real helpful, Josh. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate that information.
And not a problem. It's fair to pass that along.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And, you're talking about the Coastal Angler magazine. You're talking about that little free magazine, correct?
Affirmative.
Yeah, and they have those also. I know at Browns Creek Fish Camp, I've actually seen some at a Walmart one time on the, I don't remember which Walmart it was, but it was on their sporting goods counter there at the cash register. But I know Browns Creek usually, I saw them there yesterday, matter of fact. I didn't pick one up, but I saw them there, so they have them in there also.
Yeah, no, I saw them. They had a couple different little, just the regular regulations pamphlets that Florida puts out for FWC for their freshwater, saltwater, and then the Coastal Angler. And they had a separate pamphlet that said Nassau County, Duval County, and it was one of the nice pamphlets. It looks like it's not even made out of the paper, the ones that you can take on the boat that don't get wet.
Oh, wow. Okay. They probably have them in tax collector's office, too, then, I would imagine.
I believe so. It's pretty good for anyone getting started out for the area. It's got a list of, like, 32 boat ramps and all the different bridges with the spans and bridge clearance and whatnot. But it did have those numbers for the Fullhorn reefs that they built.
I sure appreciate that. Have you fished them yet?
No, I haven't messed with them at all. I've only ran over them a couple times and seen it. It looks really, really pretty on the bottom machine.
Well, oh, nice. I need to get down there. I haven't fished it either. I usually don't go usually very far past the Matthews Bridge. But
Josh,
I need to get down there.
Josh, are you seeing about 3 to 5 foot of relief when you roll over those?
I've actually seen a little bit more. It's been about a year since I've ran over it, and I want to say it was somewhere in the 6 to 7 foot range. Pretty close, but I think whenever I read a different article, it said that they made sure they put it down far enough that any coastal traffic right there in that San Marco area outside the channel wouldn't have an issue going over the top of it.
Yeah, and they were also concerned about that rubble sinking down into the silt, too. That's why I was asking about if it's keeping its relief.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. It's been a while since I've looked at it. I'll have to run it over and see how hard the return tip is.
Yeah, I'd sure like to float some live shrimp across the top of it, I can tell you that.
Yeah, we will.
And I imagine there's some nice sheep's head on it, too.
Good call, Josh. Thanks very much for giving us a ring.
Have a blessed day.
No problem. You'll have a good day.
Thank you, Josh. 222-8255 is the number to call us, and we'll be back after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House says President Trump had positive meetings at the G7 summit in Quebec yesterday. That despite the fact that the president's been very vocal in his criticism of both G7 allies and NAFTA partners for what he says is taking advantage of U.S. trade policies. The Afghan Taliban has announced a three-day ceasefire over the Eid al-Fitr holiday at the end of the holy month of Ramadan. That's a first for the group. It follows an earlier ceasefire announcement by the government there. A statement released today by the Taliban says that they will defend themselves in the event of any attack. They say foreign forces are excluded from the ceasefire and that Taliban operations will continue against them. In Florida, authorities searching for the remains of a 47-year-old woman. She was attacked by an alligator who was later captured. On Wall Street on Friday, the Dow did well, up 75 points. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle-free free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at GreystoneKitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get, Martin Appliance Family.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
The 2018 election season is underway. WBOB is your 2018 election authority. Every candidate.
Our friend, State Representative Matt Caldwell, one of the Republicans running for the Agriculture Commissioner.
Every issue.
How is it possible that Hillary Clinton, her campaign, the DNC, are not under investigation for collusion with the Russians?
Every day. WBOB, your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Smooth driving around town except around construction sites. Watch out for the road work at Bay Meadows, Old Bay Meadows Road, Southside Boulevard area. Use some caution in that area. Looking for about a 30% chance of showers this afternoon. Partly sunny skies, going to get up to 87. Tonight, 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, and a low of 71. It's currently 73, AM 600, WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the wizard of the waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Walmart or... or you can get it.
Oh, you gave it away.
You can get it at Strike Zone. I don't. think Browns probably has it too, but I know Strike Zone has it, you know, and all that.
Pogue oil.
You buy a gallon, Menhaden oil, mm-hmm. Pogue oil, you know. Let me tell you, when you get that on your fingers, don't try to eat a sandwich after that. eat your sandwich first. You get that hand up there close to the nose. That sandwich is not too appetizing by then. Let's get Hunter on here. Morning, Hunter.
Hey, Captain Vic, how you doing?
All right, sir. How about you?
All right, this is Headhunter.
Oh, hey. How you doing, man? How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing?
All right.
I'm drinking my coffee out of my favorite cup right now.
And there's no Menhaden oil in it.
Headhunter made this.
Did he make it? Yeah. I wonder if he makes
sure
some
did.
More.
Oh, yeah.
Can you make some more for
Very
him?
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I just wanted to let you know, I've been out at the Polar Warren a couple weeks ago on those two reefs.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, I didn't see a fish on there. I didn't get a bite. But they're nice reefs. I just don't know what the reason there's no fish on them.
Well, and let me tell you, right at this particular moment, you said, how long ago was you out there?
It was probably 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Let me tell you, the bite has been really tough for, you know, a few weeks now, especially down in that area, because, I mean, even though we have a lot, we've had a lot of rain, you know, the last month and a half. And the problem with it is we got a lot of fresh water. We also have a lot of cloudy, dirty water. And so looking at that, that's going to be, you know, that's going to affect it down there a lot, because actually Chris Nichols was talking about being down there at the Arlington boat ramp, and the water is so fresh down there.
Very.
And, you know, in the springtime, we had so much salinity that it was almost the same salinity as at the jetties down there. So when that changes that much down there, you're going to have a lot of fish move out of that area. Mm-hmm. Now, you would think, okay, the freshwater fish may move down to that area too, from like south of the Buckman Bridge and all that stuff. But it doesn't seem like the freshwater fish come down the river as much as the saltwater fish go up the river for some reason. I don't understand. But I've seen that over the years. You know, we used to freshwater fish a lot down there south of the Buckman Bridge and all the way down into Gainesville and stuff, my dad and I. Excuse me. But it got to where, you know, when the saltwater fish, like down in that area, you could start catching reds and trout, Doctor's Lake and all that, a lot when the salinity is down there. But it doesn't seem like the freshwater fish, like the bass and the brim and the crappie, doesn't go all the way out to around Blunt Island or nothing like that. For some reason, I don't know why that is. But that could be what was wrong with the bite down there because of the fresh water stuff and the muddy water.
Except for gar, and you never know where you're going to find them.
Oh, man, ain't that right?
Yeah, I would have took any bite that day. But it is a pretty reef. The both of those are, and they're easy to get to. The only thing I seen was there's a lot of crab trap around them.
Really? You didn't mark fish?
I didn't mark any fish on it.
Well, let me tell you, if there's crab traps around there, that means if there's a lot of them around there, it means they're probably doing pretty good on the crabs. And if they're doing pretty good on the crabs, there's going to be some small bait crabs, you know, inside that mm-hmm. reef structure, which there's going to be some fish in there. Now, you know, whether or not you caught them because of the fresh water action we're having right now, I don't know. Excuse me. That could be the big problem with it right now. But I know last year there were people actually catching trout and sheep's head on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought would be a great haven for sheep head. Yellowmouth. And the structure looks real good. You know, there's a lot of you know, up and down structure.
You being a headhunter, you're like me. That's what I look for. When I'm looking up there, like at White Shell Rocks, you know, a lot of people pull up the White Shell Rocks and throw the fiddlers over toward the rocks. But at White Shell, the rocks are pretty shallow. You know, I always move off of the rocks and kind of go up and down that bank until I see exactly what you're talking about. The up and down bottom. That's the rocks you want to be on. You know, that up and down bottom is going to be a whole lot better than just a flat, hard bottom, even.
Oh, yeah. Well, that gives the fish a chance to get behind the rocks on a hard tide, you know, and ambush.
Oh, yeah. And those sheephead, you know, they'll just get up there and eat. You got there's got to be a lot of barnacles and oysters on that thing, on those reefs now, because they've been in there, what, 3 years or so?
There's plenty. Yeah,
maybe when 4 years?
The JSO. Yeah, it's been about three. It's probably 3 years now, and JSO pulled up some samples, and they were covered up with growth already.
Yeah, see, and you get that algae. I mean, you know, you've caught sheep's head would have the grass in them also, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, you get a lot of growth.
Yeah, exactly. So you have, you know, they'll not only eat those barnacles and stuff, and I don't know why they eat the grass. Maybe they're, you know, grazing like sheep. I don't know, but I think that they're probably getting that grass shrimp out of that grass, that algae, you know, stuff, and maybe just, you know, having to get that while they're doing it. It's sort of like getting the oyster shells in their bellies when they're trying to eat the oysters, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they want to see filter feeders, what's called filter feeders. They want to see the mussels, and they want to see barnacle on that stuff. The real good filter feeders that help keep the river clean.
Yeah. So I'm sure we get this water back to normal. I'm sure they're going to be sheephead and trout on them. I'm anxious to try them myself for some sheep's head, especially.
Yeah, yeah.
And Captain, that's called Holt 1 and Holt 2. H-O-L-T.
Holt. Do what now? Holt 1 and Holt 2?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
The oh, yeah. Are. Yeah, okay.
H-O-L-T 1 and H-O-L-T 2.
Oh, okay. Good deal. Well, people out there probably would like you saying that so that they can, you know, kind of help look them up, too. Yeah, I'm gonna try to look. Yeah. I'm gonna try to look for these numbers too. So maybe we can put them on the Still Just Fishing Show Facebook page too.
Okay, if you need the numbers, I got them. Give me a text, and I'll send you the numbers if you need them.
Okay, yeah, I'd sure like to. Actually, you'll have to text me. I don't know your number off the hand, so I don't want you to put it on the air. But my number is 699.
Yeah, I know yours.
Okay,
I got you.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and I'll just send them numbers to you.
Okay, I appreciate that so much. I appreciate the call, sir.
All right, Captain. You have a good day.
Good to hear from you. And if Ted's interested in some of these cups, you want me to give him your number?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He does a great job. I mean, you made this, what, 2 years ago?
It's been a while.
I think it has. I think you gave it to me at the Sheephead Tournament in 2017. And, I mean, that paint, it looks like it's brand new. It's never been scratched or nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you did a great job of it, man. I'm
sure did.
You.
That's a sweet cup.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Well, I'll do that. I'll give him your number and talk to him. His name is Ted Hartman.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Captain.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
All right.
See
you. Too.
Is that my grandson?
Let's get, I don't know. Let's get, we got Jeff on here. Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Vic.
How you doing?
How you doing today, buddy?
All right, sir. And you?
Man, I'm not doing bad. Fixing to get out on the water, see if we can round up a few fish.
Good deal.
Wanted to give y'all a call. I don't know if y'all had talked about the CCA Star Tournament today.
No, huh? I sure haven't.
Basically, the CCA puts on, they've tagged redfish.
Right.
They're released throughout every county in, you know, Florida. Right here in Jacksonville, we had 5 star tagged redfish that were released here. One of them got caught 2 days ago by somebody that wasn't signed up, wasn't registered, and he harvested that fish.
So that
knocks us down to 4 fish here.
Right.
But there's also 3 in Nassau County, 5 in St. John's. I think there's 4 in Flagler. So we got star tagged redfish, and those fish, if you're registered, that can mean a lot of money, or a brand new contender boat, brand new Pathfinder boat, 22 foot boats powered by Yamaha.
Or even, you know, a pickup truck, isn't it?
Yep, a brand new GMC pickup truck.
Yep.
That's what I'm going fishing for today, man. I need me a new truck.
I understand that.
Catch me a new truck.
If you want, Jeff, I could put you on hold, and we could talk about it some more when we come back. But if you're going out there trying to fish for that fish, you might want to go on, and we'll talk about that too. You have to be a signed up member with CCA, so you have to sign up for it. And whenever you do sign up for that tournament, you're automatically, you know, a CCA member, and that's when you qualify.
Once you're a member, and then it's another, I think it's $40 for the membership, or $35 for the membership, and $40 for the tournament. The tournament runs.
Be right back.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Hey, Boulder. Are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterward? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423, and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and I want to remind everybody, her dad's here for Captain Mike Darvo, doing his mobile marine service. So you can he does all kinds of Yamaha services, like even water pumps, spark plugs, you know, changing oil filter, things like that. So anyway, you can give him a call at 614-3423. That's 614-3423. It's Captain Mike Darvo. You can always give me a call. I can give you his number if you're not where you can write it down. But he'll come right to your house or your place of business, wherever, and wherever your boat's stored, and do your marine service right there for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get Robert on. Morning, Robert.
Hey, Captain. I had Captain Mike come out and do my tune-up, and he did a great job, and sweet. I couldn't, no complaints. That was a good,
oh, good.
Good deal.
Yeah, that's good. I appreciate you appreciate you telling us that.
Earlier, you were talking about the Fort George Bridge. I got talked into fishing at Alamakani off of a paddleboard.
Oh, yeah. I bet that was an experience, huh?
On the rock side, we fished that towards Huguenot.
Mm-hmm.
And I only went swimming once, But we each went, a friend of mine was in the kayak and I was on his paddleboard, and we went through 2 pounds of shrimp each within 30 minutes.
Hey, that wasn't you guys we saw. We saw two guys pull into Jim King Ramp yesterday. One had a kayak in the back of his rig, and the other guy had a big paddleboard on the roof. That wasn't you guys, was it?
No, sir. This was Wednesday we went out.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we saw somebody
kind of a coincidental to see a paddleboard and a kayak. Yeah, you know, sharing, you know, they were obviously together, parked up together to go compare notes or whatever.
Well, whenever you said you went through that much shrimp in 30 minutes, what'd you catch?
It was a bunch of blues and a bunch of whiting.
Oh, good. Yeah, glad to hear you got the whiting in there, too.
We went to the rock side of the bridge and went back towards Huguenot and fished that grass line.
Yeah.
And I had one nice flounder. By the time I reached back into the cooler to get the net, that's when I went swimming.
Oh. No, you didn't lose a bunch of stuff, though, did you?
No, sir. I had everything tied up.
I was just going to ask you, when you started talking about going past those rocks and getting on that grass line about the flounder, because I've wade fished that before, and there gets to be some nice flounder, especially, you know, later in like September and October. There gets to be some really nice flounder in there.
It was nice. And when we got out there, and there was a dead slack, the dead low. But once that tide started going and moving a little bit, everything stopped.
Well, that's weird, because we were at a line of oyster beds yesterday, and on the outgoing tide, you know, these reds was working up and down these oyster beds, and you could just see them pushing back and forth in there, and it was really good. And then when that tide turned, they disappeared. When it started coming in, they just disappeared, and the bait was still there. It's just the reds disappeared. So that shows you how much that tide will affect those fish, you know.
I mean, it was fun. I enjoyed it. That was my first time on a paddleboard, and probably my last, to tell you the truth.
Well, it sounds to me like a kayak would probably be a little bit more drier, you know. I don't know about stand-up paddleboards, man. I don't know. That looks to me like, for one thing, you're standing up the whole time, right? Or I guess you could sit down on it.
Well, no, what I did was I tied, I have one of them little small 35-quart Ingles.
Yeah.
With the rat holders in it.
Oh, so you could sit on it.
I strapped it down, and I was sitting most of the time being lazy. But once I reached back for that net and my balance, but it cooled it off because it was hot as heck that day, too.
Well, that just shows you need to have that net up, you know, where you can get to it a little easier. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah, but I had never known it. I mean, that's places I could never take my boat.
Did you get the flounder in?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was one of the better fish, better than a bluefish. That's why I was hoping you wind up getting him in. But
the bluefish smoked up pretty good, and my wife made a dip out of it, so it turned out pretty good.
Oh, good.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. We bled them when we got back to the truck, and by the time I got home, they were clean, and she smoked them up. Well, I smoked them, and she made the dip out of them, and they were good.
Well, it's a good thing you bled them when you get back to the truck instead of while you're on that paddleboard, especially if you took a swim, because you don't want those bull sharks out there to smell that blood and come running.
Because there was a lot of big things popping over there, and I wasn't sure if it was topping or manatees or what it was, but there was a lot of...
Well, smoked fish dip is yummy.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And Captain Vic, again, I enjoy the show, and talk to you later on.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Robert. Appreciate you calling us.
Thanks for calling, Robert.
That's a good fishing report. So people get out there, and I like the sound of those whiting being in there, too, because I do love whiting. They're great.
They are yummy.
Sure appreciate it, Robert.
And most of those were under the bridge, so all the guys that fish off them rocks just throw under the bridge, and they're right there.
Oh, there you go. I appreciate that.
Okay, Robert, I thought you were my grandson at first. Vic took my grandson, Robert, fishing yesterday, and I asked him when I got home, out of five, how do you rate this fishing trip? He said 1 million.
you You can't beat that answer, can you?
That's right.
Got to get
as long as you had fun, even if you went swimming.
That's right. Sure appreciate it, Robert. Right, thanks a lot, man. All right. And actually, I got these surf books from Sue Ellen Clark. So Skip Howard, if you can give me a call. I called you the other day, left a message last weekend or whatever, so I just wanted, in case you were tuning in, you know, could hear us. Skip, I got the book for you from Sue Ellen Clark. And so if you can give me a call at 699-2285, that's 699-2285, I can get you one in the mail it to you. And but anyway, I think the best way to catch fish is get out there. I know a lot of people just talk about this weather off and on and the rain showers and things, but most of the time, just like yesterday, we had a chance of rain. But you know, we had a little storm building up last night when I was trying to get the boat clean, and it was thunder and lightning, and lightning kind of popping around me right when I was trying to get out of the boat and then start flushing the motor and stuff, you know. So you know, it got a little hairy right there. But you know, I mean, you can fish most of the day if you get out there on a lot of these days. So, you know, especially if you go out there in the morning time. I know we've had some morning showers come through too, but don't let that weather discourage you. The best time to go fishing is whenever you can. So get out there and try to catch them, and you know, give it your best.
I looked it up a while ago. It didn't look like it's going to rain until around 5 or 7.
Yeah.
This evening.
It was all show and no go for me yesterday in Arlington. We got nothing. Not a drop. But I heard it rumbling later on.
Yeah, that was right there at my house, and I was wondering if Vic was getting it.
Yeah, my yard looks pretty dry.
It spread out right over towards your house.
Yeah, it actually sprinkled a little bit. It never did rain. You know, actually rain hard, but boy, that lightning was popping all around me. I mean, it was, I mean, real close to my house while I was, of course, I did one of the things too. Whenever I hooked the water up to the boat, to the motor and started flushing it, I went into the boat shed and closed the doors. Of course, I got a metal boat shed that's bolted to the concrete on the ground, you know, but might not have been a smart thing, but I figured I'd get in there and close the doors, or the lightning would have to hit those doors before it hit me anyway.
Yeah, you used to fish in a lightning storm in an aluminum boat? That ain't no fun.
No. Gail, I don't fish in a lightning storm in any boat.
No.
Gail said it was God moving his furniture around.
I've heard that.
Yeah, appreciate y'all coming in this morning.
Hey, and, enjoyed it.
I know we didn't catch like a whole ton of fish yesterday, you know, to talk about them. We did get some nice reds up to 31 inches, I think was the biggest one. And
one Robert couldn't reel in.
Yeah, that was, what was that one? That was like 29 or something.
Yeah.
28 and a half or 29 inches.
Yeah, and thanks to all the callers that called in. Had some good information. People calling with some very good and helpful information. Thanks very much.
Sure was. And appreciate those.
Great show.
Headhunter, I appreciate you sending me those reef numbers. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on the Still Just Fishing Show Facebook page. And I didn't get a chance, of all things, getting on the snapper thing, spending so much time about talking about this one of my customers' boats. But I'll put the information on the Still Just Fishing Show Facebook page also. Pretty nice boat he's having to get rid of. So looks like a really good deal, too. Anyway, stay tuned in for Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. Joseph F. Pippin, Jr. and Associates. Be sure to tune in for them, and you may learn something. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah.